really saying is, I want you to feel relaxed with me. I'm really feeling it. Feeling this. Aching with it. But I'm also issuing commands. What you will come to appreciate is commands. Ideas that I merely imply, suggest the nature of, and you pick up on it. What I feel, you feel. You identify with my feelings and want them to be positive, for they'll come back to you and build your own pleasure, arousal, relaxation. All names for the same blissful thing, which is trance and sleep. My trance, my brand of sleep, which I am providing to your mind for my own enjoyment. And because you know I'll prioritize and work toward my enjoyment, you know you'll get to feel good. Because you feel good when I do. You know you'll get to be turned on. You get aroused when I do. And I'll always tell you if it's out of control, so you can share in my arousal. And when I'm relaxed, drifting, I'll share that too. And you'll share in it. Us. Together. Deeper. Every time. Identifying so purely with my stated desires. Think every word. Every word pouring from my lips, poured just for you. Think each word, think it repeatedly, filling the buffer in your head. It brings me pleasure. This brings you pleasure, increasing my pleasure, adding to the good feelings in this world. It brings you arousal. To think my words and exclude all else for a while. It brings your relaxation to take a break. You want what I want. You feel as I feel. And if you clear out your head enough that all that is inside of you is my thoughts, my will, my experiences, what will happen if I tell you I'm spreading my legs? I am moving my hands down between my legs. Now your physical body might be relaxed. Maybe so much that you're too heavy all over to slide your hands between your legs. But I'll handle it for you. Every time I pause, I'm delivering pleasure between my legs. So even if I don't say it, I am so aroused. I feel so good. I am so relaxed. It's all I can do to keep my fingers moving between my legs. But fortunately, that background process of my fingers running over your body is still running. The skimmed slide of contact. Our contact. I'm going to give you other things to think about. The heat in the air. The unique, almost pheromone of a dominant woman's lust is right near you. That's me. Thinking of you sliding under. Being buffeted, aroused, and changed. By the reminder that I'm masturbating. I'm squeezing. Sometimes, you know, I don't even touch. I just put my fingers nearby and maybe that would work for you too. I'll give you a lot of time. I know how long I can stretch this out. I know how long I can just put my fingers near my sex, just near the source of the pleasure. But if I imagine I'm really touching, really getting myself off, all the nerves still respond, all the hot places. Counting down or counting up is a good estimate. And it gives you something else to focus on. Breathe deep. And breathe in more of my words and presence. Focus for a good long time. And since your arms and hands might be too heavy to touch yourself, focus on how you would feel if you were touching. Fifty. Yeah, that's a good place to start the timer. I like to start high and start slow. Only occasional touches. When I touch my clit, yours feels it. Thinking about touching your sex, but just the clit. And only light, like me, slow. It feels good. And I bet you could get off. And your pussy will only feel better if you stimulate more from inside. All the parts that start you coming are deep inside. That's where it comes from. But the clit sends powerful waves in. Your pussy is surrounded by your clit, and that by muscles. And I'm squeezing my butt too tight, remembering how it is to come, remembering what it's like to come. Imagine how hard I do, and arching a little. Move your pussy into different positions, even your hands and arms. 49 are too heavy. I can still touch. We can share it that way. Touch and touch. And I am aroused. Touch and touch.